We're reading from Mark chapter 3, verses 31 to 35, which is on page 1005. Mark chapter 3. Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting round him, and they told him, "Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you." "Who are my mother and my brothers?" he asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle round him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother."
That's brilliant. Thank you, Kate.
Very much indeed. So, today we are thinking about Jesus' family. And did you see verse 34? Let me read it to you again. Then he looked at those seated in a circle round him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers." Here are my mother and my brothers. Now, I've got here some pictures of families. There's a family. Do you know what? Does anyone know what the name of a family of sheep is? Hand up. Yes, Lucy. A flock. Brilliant. How about lions? A pride of lions. Well done. How about elephants? Herd. That's right. Maybe some of you kids, sometimes your mum and dad say, "You sound like a herd of elephants up there." And that's what they're referring to. Now, some of us may have very, very big families. Others of us may just have smaller families. Maybe we just have one mummy or one daddy with us. That's fine. Families are wonderful things. And sometimes there are little people in the family. Sometimes there are older people in the family. But all families are precious. But here's the thing about families. Sometimes they can be a wonderful thing. Can anyone think, stick up your hand, why families can be a wonderful thing? Anyone want to tell me? Yeah, Martha. Martha, why? What do you like about families?
Because they give you loads of food.
They give you loads of
families. Yeah.
Seeing Uncle Justin.
You like seeing Uncle Justin. That's lovely. Families are wonderful, aren't they? Lucy?
I like my mum and dad because without them I wouldn't be born.
Quite right. Without your mum and dad, you wouldn't be born. That's right. But sometimes families can be hard things as well, can't they? Now, this is a bit more difficult. Maybe someone can say why sometimes families can be a little bit hard.
Brothers and sisters don't always get on well.
That's absolutely right. Do all the I can see one of the brothers just reaching across to his sister just now. What else is hard sometimes, Olive, about family?
They annoy you.
They annoy you. Yeah, that's right. Anything else? Yeah, Lucy. They have arguments. There's one at the back, Alistair.
They choose your old people's home in later age.
That is quite true. So family is a wonderful thing, but it can also be a hard thing as well, because sometimes we have to say goodbye to families. And there's a few people today who've just recently had to say goodbye to some of their family members, and that's a really difficult thing. And sometimes families can hurt us, they can let us down, they can disappoint us, but family is really important. And today, we're learning about Jesus' family. Let's have a look at our passage. Hope you got it open in front of you in Mark chapter 3, page 1005. Verse 31 says, Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. So this is Jesus' earthly family. Remember that Jesus was born into a family, and his mother was called Mary, his dad was called Joseph, although it looks from this story that he's maybe not around at the moment. Perhaps he died. Perhaps he's just not mentioned. But Jesus' parents and he had brothers and sisters. And here Jesus' mother and brothers arrive. That's Jesus' earthly family. And standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. And that sometimes happens in families. If maybe you're at a party and one of your parents arrives, or grandparents or someone, they say, can someone go and get Martha? Just tell her that her parents have arrived. And then they have to get you out. And that's what happens here with Jesus. We already saw Jesus and his family last week in verses 20 and 21. And now here in verse 31 to 34, we see Jesus' earthly family. But this is the surprising thing. Verse 32, a crowd was sitting around him and they told him, your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you. And Jesus says, who are my mother and my brothers? And Jesus looked around at those seated in a circle around him. And he said, here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother, and he adds in sister and mother. So Jesus has got his earthly family, Mary and his brothers and sisters. But now we're learning about what we could call Jesus' real family. Jesus' real family are, well, we see it in these verses, they're those who come to Jesus. Do you see that in verse 34? Jesus looked at those seated in a circle round him and said, here are my mother and brothers. Jesus' real family are those people that have come to him. And what have they come to him for? Well, they've come to listen to him and to learn from him. Verse 35, whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother. So Jesus' real family are those who come to him to do what God wants. Not just to listen, although we do listen to Jesus, but actually to put into practice what Jesus is telling us that God wants us to do. Now, in a minute, we're going to see that there are three amazing things about this. We're going to see that this is shocking. We're going to see that it's challenging. And we're going to see that it's wonderful. But I'm going to ask the musicians to come forward now. Because first of all, we're going to sing a song. I'm going to need Linda's help for this as well. And we're going to sing about how wonderful it is to enjoy being in Jesus' family. And you might recognize the verse which we had earlier. E is to enjoy being in Jesus' family. And here's the thing that we're learning, that Jesus had an earthly family, but he had a special spiritual, if you like, real family. Jesus' real family, his closest family, are those who gather round him to learn from him and to follow him and to learn what God wants to do. Now, I think that this is a little bit shocking. It's a little bit shocking. Imagine if you were one of Jesus' brothers or sisters or his mother, and you heard this. Can you go and get Jesus and tell him that his parents have come? And then the message comes back. Jesus says that his brothers and his sisters and his mother are the people already in the room. I think he would have found that a little bit shocking and even maybe slightly hurtful. But it shows how Jesus changes everything, even families. He comes first. Our closest ties are with Jesus before they're with our earthly family. He comes first. And it's also quite shocking what Jesus is saying about himself. He's saying that he is the root to relationship with God. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother. Now, if I came along to you today and I said, now, if you do what God says, you are my brothers and sisters. I think you go, hang on, Charlie, you're just a vicar, you're just a bloke, you're not anyone special. Jesus is the special one. And here Jesus is saying that he is special because he's putting himself as God's son and the way to be in God's family. And last week we were seeing how Jesus is gathering a new family, the new 12 disciples, the new family of 12 brothers, a bit like Jacob's sons. And they all come from him. So I think this is a bit shocking, but also I think it's quite challenging. Have a look at verse 35 again. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother. Jesus wants us to do what God wants. Now, that is quite surprising. Now, we know from the Bible and from what Jesus has already taught in this gospel that he is the Son of Man who has authority to forgive sins. And doing God's will means coming to Jesus. When we come to Jesus, he gives us complete forgiveness. Now, no one ever gets to heaven through what they do. It's through Jesus's forgiveness, coming to put our trust in him. And when we take the bread and the wine later on, we're going to remember that Jesus forgives us as a free gift. But look closely at the verse. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother. Doing God's will means coming to Jesus and trusting him and not bringing anything to offer. But it also does mean that our lives change and we start to do God's will. We start putting into practice what Jesus tells us to do and what he tells us God's will is. We learned in Ephesians, didn't we, that it's by grace we are saved. It's a free gift that we come into relationship with God. But we're also God's workmanship, created to do good works. And so having put our trust in Jesus, we need to do God's will. And that is quite challenging because it's not always easy, is it? And we often get it wrong. Parents, adults, granddads, grandmums, children, all of us. But here's the last thing, and we're going to finish with this. It's shocking, it's challenging, but it is also wonderful. When you think about this, that we can be in Jesus's family. When we come to Jesus and put our trust in him and start listening to him as our Lord, showing us how we are to live, that's a wonderful thing to be in Jesus's family. Jesus is making a new community together, and God is our Father, and Jesus is our older brother. Now, some of you know that we're an Anglican church. We don't often dress up like this, but this is a bishop from many years ago, and he said these wonderful words about this passage. Let all true Christians drink comfort out of these words. Let them know that there is at least one who knows them, loves them, cares for them, and counts them as his own family. What does it matter if they're poor in this world? They have no cause to be ashamed when they remember that they are the brothers and sisters of the Son of God. Now, just think about that today. Are you following Jesus? Well, you are a brother or sister of Jesus. When you go back to school and you feel a little bit on your own, Jesus, your big brother, is with you. When you have to go to sad events in your life, you remember that Jesus is your big brother and he's got his arm around you. When you've got wonderful things to celebrate, you remember that Jesus, your big brother, is with you. When you're feeling like you wish you could have a special friend, Jesus is your special friend. When your own family has been broken up in some way, or you're finding it difficult to be single or divorced, or maybe you're not in touch with your family members, maybe you're sad about someone that you've lost, remember this, that Jesus is your big brother and God is your Father. And he loves you. And it's been such a joy in the last, even just in the last week, to see our church acting as family together. Because Jesus is our brother, we act as a family and we act together. And we've seen people moving house and giving people boxes, shelves. We've been people giving good suggestions about how to make our church service safe. We've seen people dropping off meals to one another. This church is acting like a family to one another. And over this last week, we've had life groups meeting together to gather round God's word, to learn to listen to God's word and to put into practice to do God's will. So what a joy it is to see our church acting as a family. Jesus's real family are those who come to him. That's the first thing we've got to do. And therefore, I need to ask you today, have you come to Jesus? Are you following him? Have you put your trust in him? And are you now doing what he wants you to do? It's shocking because because Jesus is redefining family and saying that it's the people that come to him. It's challenging because he wants us to do God's will. We mustn't just be theoretical Christians, but it's wonderful as well to know Jesus as our older brother and God as our father. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Have you come to Jesus? Are you trusting him? Are you listening to what he says? God is your father, and Jesus is your older brother. Like every week, we've got a dig deeper to take away at the end of the service, and we've got a mini dig deeper today, because the mini people can do it as well. So this is for friends who share houses, this is for families that share houses, this is for old folks that get together, this is for life groups that come together, and not this week, but other times. You can look through some of the questions that will help us to think a little bit more about what it means to have Jesus as our big brother. And on the back, if you're going to watch a film as a family or as friends, why not think about what that film tells you about family? Emma and I watched a film last week, and it said a lot about family. And these are questions that you can ask. So make sure you get... Where's David? David, you'll give one of these out on the way out. Make sure you get a mini dig deeper, bright pink, from David on the way out. Should we finish with a prayer? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus' family. We thank you that his family are those who come to him to learn from him and to do your will. Thank you for the way in which Jesus redefines family. Thank you that Jesus said later in this book that those who have left father and brother and mother and sisters and homes for Jesus and for the gospel will receive 100 times as much in this age and in the age to come, eternal life. So Lord, please may we know Jesus as our King and our Saviour and our big brother. Please may we know the church to be a place of family. Please enable us to serve and love one another. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.